Well, Marnie, we've been living in the time of COVID-19 for about 7 months now, and Massachusetts General Hospital says across the globe there are about 135 different COVID vaccines being tested at this time. But with the disproportionate number of minority groups being affected by this virus, it is imperative that they come forward to take part in these trials.
When I get the shot, I do a daily diary for a week, and then now I'm doing weeklies.
After receiving a COVID vaccine newsletter from a research lab in Rochester, New York, Gary Bonnemere decided it would be advantageous to take part in the trial.
The African-American community is impacted quite a bit. And for me, too, I'm also in that age group that the virus affects, and I need to be safe.
And he's right. Studies show that coronavirus is hitting vulnerable and historically disadvantaged populations the hardest. According to an August CDC report, Black Americans are 2.1 times more likely to die from COVID-19 than white Americans. Native Americans are 1.4 times as likely. And in Hispanic or Latino persons, the number is 1.1. But infectious disease experts like Dr. Richard Novak, who's been testing vaccines for 25 years, says when it comes to medicinal trials, minority recruitment isn't always high.
Part of the challenges are that there's a great deal of mistrust, particularly in the African American community, in participating in research because of the history of clinical research in the among African Americans.
One example being the Tuskegee syphilis study in the mid-1900s, when Black participants were not informed that penicillin was available as a viable treatment.
When you talk to groups of African Americans about research, that often comes up.
Dr. Novak is now at the helm of the Moderna COVID-19 vaccine trial in Chicago, which is in its final stage of testing. But he raised concerns about a lack of minority participants coming forward, and the company agreed to slow down its study.
The more they enroll, the more they are paid, and so there's motivation to just enroll quickly. Ideally, it should reflect the population of the country.
The 30,000 patient trial, which was originally made up mostly of white participants, is now focusing more on minority recruitment, something physicians and advocates are applauding.
We don't, you know, have input from diverse populations, then these interventions down the line may not be able to be adequately adopted by the populations that need them most.
Doctors revering people like Gary, who are volunteering their time and bodies to science in hopes of finding a cure.
If I can do this in some small way to help do that, then, you know, it's good. It's good for me and it's good for everybody else.
And just to reiterate here, in order for more universally effective vaccines to be more accessible, researchers are needing those diverse groups to come forward and take part. Experts say find the trial location that is closest to you and enroll. They say at any time you can always opt out if you so choose, and in some cases, you might even get paid to take part. Reporting live in Dallas tonight, Marky Martin, News Nation.
Thank you, Marky.